Well, praise the Lord. What a blessing that was to conclude our services tonight. We're just going to spend just a few minutes here and looking into the precious Word of God. As we look to our Bibles, if you have your Bibles with you, in Acts in chapter 17, Acts chapter 17, behold our God. What a tremendous message given to us by our choir tonight. And can I tell you that there's not one member that I would know of that would look to this as entertainment tonight. It's all about ministry. Everyone up on this platform knows our God, knows the reality of Jesus Christ, the Word, becoming flesh and dwelling among us, laying down His life on the cross of Calvary, resurrecting from the grave for His love for humanity. In the book of Acts here, we find that Paul is speaking to those who were ignorantly worshiping an unknown God. And this is what the Bible says in Acts chapter 17, verse 22. Then Paul stood in the midst of Mars Hill and said, "You men of Athens, I perceive that in all things you are too superstitious. For as I passed by and beheld your devotions, I found an altar with this inscription, to the unknown God, whom therefore ye ignorantly worship, him declare I unto you, God that made the world and all the things therein, seeing that he is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands, neither is worshipped with men's hands, as though he needed anything, seeing he giveth to all life and breath, and all things, and hath made one, of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and hath determined the times afore appointed and the bounds of their habitation, that they should seek the Lord, if happily they might feel after him and find him, though he be not far from every one of us." And let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, as we bow before you, we do love you, Lord, and thank you for this message that we have received from the choir tonight and beholding our true God and our Savior and Lord. As we read this passage of Scripture, I pray that you would use it to speak to each and everyone here. As we spend just a couple minutes looking into this passage of Scripture, I pray that you would empower the teaching of thy word. For this I ask in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You can be seated for just a few minutes here. As Paul speaks to those, again, he found them ignorantly worshiping what they looked to as an unknown God. Can I tell you, in our day and age, in this 21st century, too many are ignorantly, and I don't mean that they're stupid, I'm talking about unlearned. They've never been taught. They've never been shown what the Word of God reveals to us about who God is. But they are ignorant concerning our God. We don't have to be ignorant about our God. We find that God has never left humanity without a witness as to who He is. We find in the Old Testament the nation of Israel. The nation of Israel was God called out people. And they were to be different because they were to represent God to the rest of the world. And when Israel was looking to their God and they were empowered by God, they were a mighty force. The whole world looked to the God of Israel as the only true creator God that was able to do for them what he did for them. So we find that Israel was that representation in the Old Testament. Then we find the prophets. The prophets were those in the Old Testament that actually spoke to the people concerning the messages of this Creator God. And then we move into the New Testament, and we find in the New Testament we have the witness of Jesus Christ, the only begotten of the Father, who was God manifested in the flesh, the only spiritual being ever to become human was Jesus Christ. No one else, no other spirit, no other make-believe gods, whether it be In Greek mythology, there was only one, and that was Jesus Christ. We find that not only was Jesus here to reveal to us who the true Father was, who God truly was, we also find that he brought to us the full revelation of Scriptures. Because of Jesus Christ and his coming after the apostolic age, we have the completion of the very words of God, a full revelation, not to be added to, not to be taken away from, just to be learned. Because in the Scriptures, we find the truth about God. And then we find Christianity for some 2,000 years now, revealing the truth of God. The church. The church, as you're sitting in tonight, we are to represent the head of this body, and that's Jesus Christ. We are to try to reach the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ, bring them into his church, baptize them, and teach them all things. Whatsoever Christ has taught us concerning who God is, the church has been given the message and the mandate to teach all people. Paul here goes and he finds these that were ignorant concerning who God was. And Paul reveals just quickly just a couple things here about God that I think that we need to be aware of as well. In verse 24, he says, God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands. You see, our God is the creator God, not the created. Can I tell you that too many people ignorantly want to make God into their own image? Instead of realizing that mankind was created in the image of God and after his likeness, and we are to worship him, we find that humanity today especially has created their own gods, multiple gods. And they want to make God out to be who they want him to be. A God of love without justice. A God of compassion, which he is. But he's also a just God. A God of wrath concerning sin. We find that the Word of God reveals to us exactly who this God is. In the world today, we find atheists say that there is no God. Agnostics say that they don't know if there is or not. You might find yourself somewhere there. Humanists declare he need no God. The fool hopes there is no God. But the Christian, the born-again believer, knows that God is, and that he is a rewarder of all of those who diligently seek him. You have to seek after the true God. And the truth revealing who God is found in this holy book right here. The Scriptures that God has preserved and has given us a promise that heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall never pass away. Paul says that he is the creator and not the created. Verse 25, the Bible says, neither is worshipped with men's hands as though he needed anything, seeing he giveth to all life and breath and all things. The creator God has given to all life. The life that we have to be in church tonight. That physical life was given to us by God. Whether you believe it or not, that doesn't change the fact. God gives life, physical, and what's more important, spiritual. In the book of John in chapter 3, we find that a religious man came to Jesus Christ named Nicodemus. Religious, but Christ knew that he was lost because he was not worshiping the true God. He was not looking to Jesus Christ as the only Savior of mankind. And Jesus told him this in John 3 and verse 6. He says, that which is born of the flesh is flesh. That's physical life. Everyone here no doubt has physical life, and you're here tonight. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. You go back to your mother's womb, and when you were born, that gave you physical life. God gave you that life. And then he says, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. That's eternal life. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. You must be born again. God giveth to all physical life. And at some point in your life, when you reach that age of accountability, when you will start understanding and making decisions, you have to make the decision whether or not you'll receive Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior or go in the ways of the world. Oh, how we need to, of a truth, know who God is and know what He has to offer and truly receive Him as our personal Lord and Savior and receive not only that physical life, but spiritual life. If you go back in verse 26, he says this, and hath made of one blood all nations. Paul is revealing to those that were ignorantly looking to some kind of a God, and he said, this is the true God. And he hath made of one blood all nations of men, and for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and had determined the times before appointed and the bounds of their habitation. God is no respecter of persons. God has a love for all humanity. All are descendants of Adam. You take your tree, family tree back far enough, everyone here are descendants of Adam. And Adam was created in the image and the likeness of an almighty God. In Romans in chapter 5, because God is no respecter of persons, no matter where what you've done to your life up to this point, where you come from, what side of the tracks you live on, what nationality, what skin color, God is no respecter of persons. The Bible says in Romans in chapter 5 and verse 6, for when we were yet without strength in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. Reality, Jesus Christ 2,000 years ago went to the cross of Calvary for all of us. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventurally for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. One last thing. As Paul reveals in verse 27, that they should, knowing that Christ died for all, that Christ died for you, that they should seek the Lord. If happily, they might feel after him and find him. For though he be not far from every one of us, all mankind should. Whether they will or not is up to every individual because God has given you a free will. But Almighty God tells you here tonight, you should. If you understood everything about God, if you understood everything about His righteous, just judgment, if you understood everything about eternity, the reality of a place of heaven, as well as the reality of a place of hell, you would seek the Lord. Through the message that we've heard from this choir, the message we find here from the Apostle Paul in Acts in chapter 17, the question is, will you seek him? Have you sought the Lord? The Bible says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It's available to all if you'll just seek him. If I could have every head bowed and every eye closed for just a minute. I believe the choir has done all they can do. I believe I've shared just a few words from the scriptures to make it clear. But after that, it's up to every individual. The question would be tonight, have you sought the Lord? Have you sought the Lord from the truths of His Word? Have you looked into the Bible God's holy word to find out what we must do to be reconciled with Him, what we must do to have forgiveness for our sins, what we must do to have everlasting life. Jesus told Nicodemus, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Have you been born again? Father, we bow before You. We thank You, Lord God, for what we have received here tonight. I thank You, God, that You made a way for everyone that's here to be here. And only You know exactly what's taking place in their hearts and their minds, what kind of spiritual needs they have. But I pray as we offer this invitation tonight, if there's one here tonight that does not know that heaven is going to be their eternal home, if there's one here tonight that has never received Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior, I pray that through what they've heard tonight, the conviction of God would be upon them. They would come to this altar and let somebody take a Bible and share with them what You say the person must do to be saved. Help them to find You this night. For this we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.